Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Bedil. Maseches Kerisus is dedicated by the Donors Fund. Le'ilu Nishmas Shena Esther Bas Rabbi Shaya.
Kerisus Daf Chof Dalet. The Gemara, the Mishnah, in the new Perek, in the sixth Perek, HaMevi Olshom, a machlikas between Emea and Chachomim, if someone is mafrish a korban Olshom Tolui, v'noida lo shaloi choto, he found out shaloi choto, the Gemara says, who had in the other way around, was noida lo shechoto, then, imad shaloi nishchat, says the Mishnah, before the Shechita, if he finds out, the Emea holds Yetze, v'yera be'ede, the korban is a korban chulin, the whole hektish of the korban was only if he needs it, because he thought that he's over, he was chotah, he was loy chotah. The second he finds out, and he doesn't need the korban anymore, then he becomes a korban chulin. V'chachomim oimim yirad she'istoiv, v'yimochei v'yiplu domov l'nedover. Chachomim hold that the korban is actually still a korban of hektish. The Gemara explains, but my pligi, he'meir sova akim de loy tzorich lei, loy makdish lei, if he doesn't need it, he's not going to be makdish it. V'rabonon sovri, mitoich shel liboy noikfoy, goymor makdish, because it's liboy noikfoy, therefore, he's goyim makdish on any tzad, even if he's not going to be chayiv, he's goyim makdish that he wants his korban to be kodesh. The Sfasemis over here points out that the halacha of the Chachomim, which the Chachomim say that yirat sheistoy v'imochev yipludomov l'nedover, the halacha of this korban is that it becomes the halacha of a moisar ha'osham. It remains the osham even if he does not need the korban anymore. And the halacha is that a moisar osham, the osham which gets left over, the halacha is that the money, you wait till it gets a mum, and you put it at the korban, and the money goes l'nedova, like Tosis explains in the first Tosis, l'nedova means l'nidvas tzibu, and it's going to be a korban, which is going to be bom mishal tzibu, then the sochim also, come mishal tzibu, this is aloha of a moisa or osham. Memeila says a svas emes, but emes in the Gemara itself, we could have understood the svar of the Chachomim, that the person over here, because of liboy noikfoy, therefore, his gomar umakdish does not mean that he wanted to remain always a osham. He knows there's a possibility that later we'll find out that he's not chayiv in the osham. And gomar umakdish could be that his gomar, he wants it to be a kodesh, a korban on all its tzadim, and even if he's not going to need it later on, it should be a korban oilo. Then says Sfas Emes, if this was the kavona and the das of the person when he was makdish the korban, the halacha would be that this korban now will be his own private korban oilo. And you see clearly in the Mishnah that the halacha is yiplu domov l'nedover. He hasn't got a halacha of his own oila. The halacha is, it says oila tzibu, it is koiv, also the nesachim come mishal tzibu. The halacha is as a halacha of a moisa osham, which is lakayit hamizbeach. Mamila says, it's vasemis, it's muchach over here, that the understanding of the Chachomim is that this person, because he's liboy noikfoy, he's makdish this korban, that it should be always a osham. He always wanted to remain a korban osham, even if he's not going to need it. He wanted to remain a korban osham, and therefore, even later on when he doesn't need it anymore, it becomes a halacha of a moisa ha'osham. And we don't say that the kavona and the intention originally of the person was that it should be a korban oilo, because then it will be his own private korban oilo. Now, be'emes in the Gemara earlier in Daf Yud Chesamid Aleph, we find a machlokes. Oh, yes, so you're seeing a machlokes over there between Emea and Rabbonon, what is the halacha? If someone takes an osham tolui and he shechs the korban bachutz, he takes the korban and he does a shchitas chutz, he's not makiv in the Bis HaMikdosh, he shechs the korban osham tolui bachutz. The Gemara over there says that Chachomim hold the machlokes between Emea and Chachomim, if he's going to be chayiv, and the Gemara over there says there's a shaila, if he's chayiv osham tolui, if it's a problem of ikva yisura, we need to have two chatichos, and he's only chayiv, it's one piece from two pieces, but if we're there, v'osham tolui, which is only chaticho achas, it could be there's no chiyuv of v'osham tolui. Says Tosfos over there, in Daf Yud Chesamid Aleph, that the whole machlokes seems over there, the korban of v'osham tolui, the shayla of the Gemara is, if he has to bring a korban of v'osham tolui, because it could be that the korban of the v'osham tolui, which he shechted bachutz, was bichlal not a korban which was kodosh. The korban wasn't kodosh, it wasn't chal kedusha. Because if it's going to be known later on to him that loy chota, then the korban is going to go al chulin, like Emir says over here by us in the Mishnah. And therefore, the shayla of the Gemara over there is that he should be chayiv a korban of osham tolui if you do not need chaticha or mishtei chatichis. Whereas says Tosfos, according to the Chachomim by us in the Mishnah, that the Chachomim say that the din of the Osham Tolui is Gomar Umakdish, that even in a case where it's Noidaloi, Shaloi Chota, and he doesn't need a Korban anymore, it still remains a Kodosh, and it still remains a Kedusha, because originally the intention of the person is to be Makdish it on all the Tzadim, then the Halacha is going to be that if he's going to take this Korban, and he shechts it Bachutz, then he's going to be Chayiv, like a normal Korban Chatos, he's going to be Chayiv, if he takes it and shechts it Bachutz, he's going to be Chayiv Chatos. This is a regular Issa of Shechitas Chutz, on any korban which he's going to take, because this korban is a kedusha of vadois, it's a definite kedusha, like we see according to the Chachomim by us in the Mishnah, that the kedusha is going to remain on this behemah, even if he does not need it anymore, because it's gomar umakdish. Memela says Tosfos, the Gemara over there earlier, in Daf Yud Ches, the Shaila, if he's a chai v'asham tolu or not, is only in the Shita of Rimeir, but according to the Chachomim by us in the Mishnah, he's definitely chayev chatos, because he shechted this korban vadai, which has a kedusha, bachutz, according to the Chachomim, that the kedusha remains, even if he does not need this korban to be a osham. The stipler in Simen Yud Aleph is very marich in the Shita of the Rambam, that it comes out that the Rambam, even though he paskins like by us in the Chachomim, in Psula Mikdoshim in Perik Dalet Aloch Yutes, he paskins like our Chachomim. Even so, he brings down the Aloha of the Gemara earlier in Yud Chesemet Aleph that he's not going to be Chayv Oshem Tonui because he doesn't have a Chaticho Mishti Chatichos. And over there, the Lechem Mishnah asks on the Rambam that Tosfos already explained that Lechayu, according to our Chachomim in the Mishnah, that the Korban is a Korban Vadai. Why should he not be Chayv Bachutz if he takes this Korban and Shechse Bachutz? Lechayu, this is a Kedusha Vadois. It has a definite kedusha on him. What is the tzad that he should be potter over there on the Oshem Tolu? And this was Arichas earlier in Daf Yud Ches, understanding the shita of the Rambam, that the Rambam understands that even according to the Rabbonon, it seems that it's not a vadai kedusha, because you see that if you take this korban and take him bachutz and you shecht him outside, there's a shaila that he's doing if he's going to be chayv Oshem Tolu or not. But we do not look at him as if he's taking a korban which has a vadai kedusha, that he's going to be chayiv a korban chatos. And this was a discussion earlier in Daf Yud Ches, Reb Chaim is very marich in his sefer in Maisa HaKorbono is Peyuk Yud Ches, to explain the shita of the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that there's a chiyuv of Oshem Tolu, even according to the Rabbonon, it is not real a vadai korban and vadai kedusha, and he's not going to be chayiv bachutz a korban chatos. The stipler in Simon Yud Aleph over here explains that it could be the swara of the Rambam is that he understands the gomar umaktish of our Gemara, not like we mentioned from the Sfas Emes. We said from the Sfas Emes that the gomar umaktish over here is actually the person wanted to remain a korban osham, and therefore the halacha is it goes l'nedova because he always wanted to remain a korban osham. The stipler says that maybe the Rambam understood that there's no such possibility a person could go mi makdish a korban osham. As we know, a korban osham is not a korban which is bob bin a dover, and even though this person is a gomar or makdish, but it is not possible to bring a korban if he didn't do any aveira at all. He cannot go ahead and say that his intention is that this korban should remain a korban osham. Mamela, the Rambam understands that the gomar or makdish over here is that he wanted to be a korban oilo. And therefore, until he finds out what is the korban, if the korban is actually a korban osham, or the korban is a korban of a oilo, then we look at this hekdesh that it is a sofik, because we do not know if this korban osham is actually a osham, or later on he's going to change it to korban oilo when he finds out that he doesn't know that he found out that he didn't do the aveira. Only later on it changes into a korban oilo, and as of now it is only a sofik of a korban osham. Mamela the Rambam holds that if he takes this korban and shechts it bachutz, he's going to actually be potter from a korban chatos, maybe on Yoshem Tolui, if he's chayev with one chaticha, if he's not ikva yisur. So the stipler explains that it could be the Rambam will understand over here a different understanding, totally in understanding the halacha of gomar umakdish. The gomar umakdish over here does not mean I wanted to remain a osham, but he wanted to have a kedusha of a korban oilo. And the stipler asks on himself the question which the Sfas Emes asked, that l'chayu, if so, if we're going to say that the kavona and the intention of this person is that I should be a korban oilo, then why do we say in the Mishnah that yiplu yudomov l'nedova, l'chayu, the halacha should be that it should be his own private, personal korban oilo, will have to bring the nesachim from his own, and l'chayu, from the Mishnah, it will seem that the din is a moisa ha'oshom, and it doesn't have a halacha of a korban oilo. This is the stipler asks on his pshat, over here on the Rambam, and he suggests that maybe it could be only it's a din midrabbonon because of the gezeira mentioned in the Gemara, it's Zvachim Heyom in the base. And because of the Gzeirah Mida Abonon, it could be the Chazal said that we should go and Yiplu Domov Linedova and we should go Lekayit HaMizbeach, a Chiddush of the Stipler. Bibemis, he asks on his Mahalach in Rambam, Lechuyot Neged, this Gemara, that the Gemara is Mashma Yiplu Domov Linedova. This is a discussion over here in understanding this Mechudish Tiga concept of the Chachomim of the Gomar Umakdish. As we said, the Pashtus is that the Gomar Umakdish is that it is a Korban Oshom on all the Tzadim, even if he didn't do the Avera, it remains a Korban Oshom. And this is like Tosfos says earlier in Daf Yud Ches, if you take this Korban and you shecht it b'chutz, he's going to be Chayev a Korban Chatos, because he did a Vaday Avera, he took a Korban which has a definite Kedusha, because it has a Kedusha of a Oshom on all the Tzadim, like it's Mavur over here in Shittas Chachomim. In the Shittas of the Rambam, we have to understand why, according to the Chachomim, is only looked like a Sofik Kedusha, and the Stipler suggests that maybe he understands the Goma Umakdish over here means he wants to change it over later on. A Mechudish, a very interesting concept that he should change over later on when he finds out that he doesn't need it, then he wants it to remain a Korban and switch to a Korban Oilo, and therefore the original Kedusha of Oshom was only a Sofik. He's not going to be Chai V'chatos B'chutz. And then we have to understand why does this become a Korban of Nidvas Sibur and does not switch over into his own private Korban Oilo. Now, in the Mishnah tells us halacha that Oshom Vadai Einu Kein. Even though we find the Machlekes from Meir and the Chachomim in the case of Oshom Tolui, but Oshom Vadai is not so Ad Shalui Nishchat if he finds out that he didn't do the Avera, like Rashi explains, because he ate Edim or Zoymimin, or later on he finds out that he didn't eat Hekdesh, he thought he ate Kesova Kodesh Ochal, and later on he found out that he wasn't Chayev Korban. Says the Mishnah, now he knows that he wasn't Chayev Korban, then the Kedusha goes away, and the Korban is a Korban Chulin, Teitzei V'tira Be'idei, even the Chachomim agree that this Korban of Oshom does not remain the Kedusha of Oshom, and now it becomes a Korban of Chulin. The Gemara later on, in Chav Daled Amid Beis, the Gemara over there explains that the difference between Oshom Vadai and Oshom Tolui is because Oshom Tolui is Liboi Noikfoi. The person is very nervous about the Avera which he maybe has done, and he wants to make sure that he's going to have a Kapora, and therefore there are bottom holders a Svara of Goma Umakdish. Whereas in the case of the Oshom Vadai, there's no Svara of Liboi Noikfoi, and the Gemara says that the Kavona, the intention of the person, is only to be Makdish this Korban Oshom, only if he actually needs the Korban to go and be brought for a Kapora if he did this Avera. So therefore, later on when we find out that he's not chayev to bring the korban, igloi milsele mafreya, that he does not have to bring the korban, says the Gemara Oshom Vadai, kiven de loy tzoich le, loy maktish le. The Avi Ezri in Psule HaMikdoshim in Perek Daled Aloch Yutes, he brings down from the Biskerov a very yisoidistig akasha over here in understanding the difference between Oshom Vadai and Oshom Tolui. And says the Biskerov, it would seem from the Loshon of the Gemara that the same svara of the Chachomim, the Chachomim have a svara that by Liboi Noikfoi, by the Oshom Tolui, we say that the person was Gomar Umakdish, his intention is that the Kedusha of the Oshom should be a Kedusha Vadois, even if he doesn't need the Behemah. It would seem from the Gemara that the same svara will apply to the Oshom Vadai also. If we will have some kind of svara to say, and to learn up in his intention, to say that the intention of the person originally was by Oshom Vadai also to be Makdish, even if he doesn't need it, then the Kedusha will be Chal. And even later on when he finds out that he doesn't need the Behemah, doesn't need this Korban, he wasn't over any Avera, we would still say that this Korban remains a Kedusha of Oshom and as a Halacha of a Moisa Oshom. And the only reason why not is only because we say that we have no reason to say that the person originally intended that this Kedusha should be a Kedusha of Adois. Oshom Vadai Einu Kein, says the Gemara, there's no Liboi Noikfoi. But says the Biskerov, it will seem that if there would be a Liboi Noikfoi, then the same idea of the Rabbana by Oshom Tolui will apply to the Oshom Vadai also. So too in the Loshon of Rashi in the Mishnah, Rashi Baros in the Mishnah also explains this Svara that the Oshom Vadai, there's no Liboi Noikfoi, therefore the Kedusha of the Behemah goes away and remains a Korban Chulin, because Lemafreya, he never intended to go and be Makdishe B'chol HaTzodim. Asks the Biskerov, that L'chir one would say that the whole idea, this Mechudishtig idea of the Chachomim, that person can have the ability to be Goma Umakdish, is only Shayach, is only possible by the Korban of Oshom Tolui. And the reason is because the Korban of Oshom Tolui is a very interesting kind of Afrosha. It's a very interesting Korban. The Korban is brought by the person, even though he doesn't know vadai that he did an aveira, he has a suffix. It could be that klapei shmaya, it could be be'emes. The real truth is that he never did any aveira at all. And even so, because the person himself has a suffix, he doesn't know, wait, maybe he did the aveira. This alone is enough for him to go make a hafrosha of the korban and to say that he has to bring this korban of a oshom tolvi. This is the idea of a korban of oshom tolvi that's bo ala sofik. The halacha is always that the korban of oshom is like the korban of chatos, that's einoi bo binadova. One cannot voluntarily just bring a korban oshom, he only comes ala chit. Only if a person did an aveira, then it is chal, the korban, and the akrova of a osham. So to have a chatos, a person cannot bring a chatos bin a dover, like the oila and the shlomim, and we need to have an aveira in order that the akrova of the korban should be chal, the afrosha. If a person doesn't have any aveira, a person, the kedusha is not going to be chal at all, the kedusha of a osham and the kedusha of a chatos. Whereas the kedusha of a osham tolui is a very interesting kedusha. It can be chal even though we could be the person didn't do any aveira at all. Even so, the Torah is mechadish to us that this itself, that he has a suffix that maybe he did an aveira, this alone is enough to say that he can bring this kind of korban osham, that he can bring osham tolui. Memela says a biskariov, one should understand that this hakrov of osham tolui, since it is a very mechadish diga korban, that it can be brought, even if it could be the truth is it didn't do any aveira. Therefore, the akrova and the afrosha, the chachomim all can be, even in goma umaktish, and the person has a liboy noikfoy, since the Torah is mechadish, that there's such a kind of akrova, he can go, and it is possible for him to be makriv, to be mafrish, this akrova of osham, even if he doesn't need it at all. Because he's liboy noikfoy, so he's goma umaktish. Whereas we were coming to discuss a korban of osham vadai, over there, the halacha is that there's no such a krov of a korban if he doesn't need the behemoth to be brought. The korban, if he didn't do any aveira, the halacha is osham einu bo binadova. However much the person really wants to go and bring a korban osham, it is not possible for him to go and be mafish a korban osham if he does not need it, because osham einu bo binadova. Memela, even if we would say that by the osham we have some kind of svar of a liboy noikvoy, but l'chayra, the whole idea of liboy noikvoy doesn't apply at all to the korban osham vadai. Over there we need to have the avera, and if we don't have any avera, then of course there's no such korban, and the korban should go l'chulin. Memeil ovyeh in the Mishnah, why does the Gemara explain that osham vadai einu kein only because we do not have a liboy noikvoy? L'chayra is poshut that it should be a korban chulin, because if he didn't do any avera, there's no possibility for the person to go and be makriv, and be mafrish, a korban osham vadai, which is never... there's never come bin a dover. Only the osham tolui, this is a discussion by us in the sugya, that it should be possible to bring a goma umaktish. This is a biskirov's question over here, brought down over there in Aviezri, that why over here in the Gemara do we find the idea of the chachomim that it's possible to be makriv and goma umaktish, even by osham vadai, which lechira will not apply only to a osham tolui. And Aviezri over there is very marich, and he explains that it seems in the Gemara that just like we're going to find soon in the Gemara in Chavtala Domad Aleph, that it is possible for a person to be mafrish shtei ashomois. If a person's chayv osham, he can bring even two ashomois. And this is a halacha that it can be mafrish shtei ashomois l'achrayis. So too by chatos, the halacha is the same idea. He can be mafrish shtei chatois l'achrayis. Now, even though he only has one aveira, he only has one chiyuv korban, but he brings another korban also, and says Aviezi, this is learnt out from the parasha of Moisar, that there's an idea and a concept of a behemah, of a Moisar ha-osham left over from a korban osham, and a leftover of a korban chatos. This allows the person to go and be mafish, an extra korban, just in case he might need it. Mamela says Aviezi, it would seem in a Gemara, so too by osham vadai, if the person has a chiyuv, he thinks he's chayiv to aid him, come along and tell him that maybe he's chayiv in his korban. Maybe this alone will be enough to say that he already has the possibility to be mafish or osham, even if he's not chayiv, just like he could bring another osham. And this is included in the parasha of Moisar, that a person has the ability to go and be mafish a korban, even though he's not chayiv, if he thinks he's chayiv, because he has two aidim telling him that he's ochal chaylev, or in the case of osham, where he's ochal chaticho shel hektish. This is the chidush of the parasha of Moisres. This is the discussion over there in Aviezi and Psula Mikdoshim to answer the Biskirov's Yesoidus the Geshaila over here in understanding the svara of the Rabbonon that it can apply even to our Osham Vadai also. Now moving further on in the Gemara, In Chof Dalet Omed Aleph, the Gemara says, Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, Moidim Chachomim L'Remeah, the Chachomim agree to Remeah, Ba'oshim Tolui Shehuzmu Eidov. Over there, in a case where the Eidim became Eidim Zoymamin, they turned out they were liars, says the Gemara that Chachomim Amoide, in this case to Remeah, the Aloche is that this Behemah now is going to be turned into a Behemah of Chulin, V'teitzei V'tirei Be'eideh. And the Gemara explains, because the only reason why the Rabbonon hold that the Behemah remains Kodosh is because of Liboy Noikfoy, and this reason only applies in the case where he is bringing the Korban, he's Mafrish the Korban, on his own free will, he himself had a Sofik, he thinks that maybe he was over Issa of Sofik Chelev. Mashain came to us in a case where the Eidim were the ones who caused him to bring the Korban. He never relied on the Eidim, and he was waiting for them to become Huzam, like Tosis explains over here. Therefore, there's no aloha that he has Goma Umaktish and Chachomim on Moida to Remeir. Rashi over here adds on, at the end of Rashi, in Devar Maschil Ba'osham Tolusha, who's Moedov, Rashi adds on that over here we're actually discussing a case where the person always knew that he himself didn't eat chelev. He knew the hoyodeya shelo yochal chelev. He knew he didn't do any avera, and the only reason why he's bringing a korban is only because of the edim who told him that he ate a sofik chelev. But he knew it's not true, and therefore there's no svar over here of a gomar umaktish. On this lashon of Rashi, the achrinim ask Kivege over here and others. They ask on Rashi that l'chayra, this will depend on the machlikas earlier in the third perek, in daf yud aleph amid beis, yud beis amid aleph. Over there there's a machlikas between Remeah and the Chachomim, and the shita of Chachomim is that in a case where two edim come and tell a person ochal tochelev, but the person disagrees and he argues with them and he says lo yochalti, the halacha is the Chachomim hold, he doesn't bring a korban, he's nemon, odom nemon al atzmo yoisa mimeo edim, and he's not mechuyev to bring a korban. Mamel over here, if like Rashi explains the Gemara, we're talking about a case where the person himself held that he's not mechuyev to bring a korban, he's yodea, like Rashi says, shelo yochal chelev, why Bichlal is he bringing a korban? The halacha is, according to the Chachomim, that he's more Neman than them, he doesn't have to bring a korban, like the Gemara explains earlier, in Daf Yud Beis, the Shitta of the Chachomim, L'chayr over here, there'll be no need Bichlal for this person to bring a korban. This is a question that Rebbe Kivega asks over here on the Loshon of Rashi. Rebbe Kivega points out, even though it will depend on the reason of the Shitta of the Chachomim earlier, we find over there two reasons in Chachomim, if a person is Nemon more than all the Edim, the Meor Edim, or because of a Migu, we can say, Metarzinon Dibure, we explain the words of the person, that when he says Lo Yochalti, he actually means, Lo Yochalti Shoigeg Elo Meizit. Mamela, according to the second Loshon, that the reason of Chachomim is because of the Migu, we can say that over here, the person said clearly, Lo Yochalti Lo Shoigeg Velo Meizit, and it wasn't possible at all to go and explain his words that they shouldn't argue with the Edim, and therefore he is mechuyev to bring a korban. This is how we can explain the shita of Rashi according to that loshon. But says it b'kivayga according to the other loshon of the Gemara that odom nemon al atzmo yoisa mimeo edim. Now why over here does Rashi say that in the case where he knows that he didn't bring a korban, he's not mechuyev a korban, is he still have to bring a korban according to the edus? L'chayya, this is not like the shita of the Chachomim. And the Maim Kedoshim, the Mitzpah Eson, and others, they explain about Kocha, who I have to say over here, we're discussing a case where the Edim came along and told the person that he ate Chelev or Sofer Chelev, and the person, even though he knew the truth is that he didn't do so, but he didn't say anything, and he was Shosak, and since he kept quiet, therefore he was Chayv HaKorban, and this is the case of the Gemara that Rashi says over here was Huzmu Eidov. Now on this Gemara, there's a question asked from a Oysomeach, in Hilchas Soita, Perek Daled, Alochi Yudaled, the very Yesodus Digo Yisomeach over here, which is Lechoya, depends on the Gemara by us in the Alocha of Huzmu Eidov. The Yisomeach says that it seems to imposher the Alocha is that even though we find in the Mishnah the Alocha that if you have a Hakrova of Oshom Tolui, and there was already a Shchita, so to a Zvikas Adam, there was already, everything was done already to the Korban of the Oshom Tolui, and only afterwards, there was noidaloi shaloi chotah. He found out that he didn't do any avera, and he's not mechuyev to being a korban. Says the Mishnah earlier, that in this case, the korban is a good korban, because it did, and the akrova was for its purpose, of kipros feikah, it was mechapa the sofik, the whole cholah, and since he only found out
only after the Zvika Sadam, according to Rabbi Yossi, even after the Kabbalah Sadam, then the halacha is that the korban is a korban kosher, because Kiprios Feiko, the Holcholo, this is a din we learn in the Mishnah by the Oshom Tolu, where he finds out after the Zvika. Says Yisomeach, it seems to him poshet, that this is only discussing a case where the person himself, he was the reason why he brought Oshom Tolui, is because he himself had a sofik. He wasn't sure whether he ate chilev or not, and therefore there was a sofik in the person's mind which caused him to bring Oshom Tolui, and the halacha was that there was a hakrover of the Oshom Tolui, and he only found out after the zrika, the korban is a korban kosher. But says Yisomeach, in a case where we have the reason why the person is bringing the korban of Oshom Tolui is because of the Edim, and the Edim afterwards were found out to be Edim Zoymimin, then says Yisomeach, it comes out that the reason why the person brought this korban was not because he himself had a sofik, but because he was relying on the Edim who told him that he ate sofik chelev. Since he's relying on the Edim, and in the end was found out that the Edim was shakronim, they were liars, and it is not true, then igloi milselem afreya, it comes out backwards, we know already the halacha, that the Be'emes, there was no reason at all for this hakrova of the Oshom Tolui. And over here says Yisameach, it seems to him that the halacha would be that the bosso of the korban is now apostle, and it's going to be Nisraf, v'yetze lebeis ha'sreifa. Because the din of the Mishnah only applies in a case where the person himself is bringing the korban from his own free will, and not because of the azoma of the Edim. This is how the Yisameach says Mitzvara, over there in Hilchos Seita in Perek Dalet. Says Avi Ezri, at the back of Avi Ezri, in the end of Chilek Avodah, there's a letter from the Rav of Mir, the Mir Rav, Reb Avraham Tzvi Kamoi, and he asks Rav Shach in Avi Ezri, that l'chayr the svara of the Mir Simcha in Yisameach is neged our Gemara. It doesn't work with our Gemara, because our Gemara says clearly that the Chachomim are moida to Yemeah, they agree to the halacha of Yemeah, in the case where it was Huzmu Edov. And in the case of Uzmu Edov, even the Chachomim agree that the halacha is, we do not say that Gomar u Makdish, but we say that the Korban, when he finds out, then the halacha is that it's going to be Teitzei v'tirei be'ede. Now asks Rav Avraham Tzvi Kamoi, that l'chayr over here, it seems in the Gemara, there's a discussion over here on the din of Reb Yehuda Amarav, and the Gemara has a tzad, the Gemara asks a question from the Hemshech of the Mishnah, Bashar Yaniskal, and the Gemara has a tzad to go and be mazbe the case of the Machlokes, between Yemeah and Chachomim, is discussing even a case of Eidei Hazoma, and even then there's machlokes between Yemeah and Chachomim, not like the Loshen of Reb Yehuda Amar Rav. Asks Reb Avraham Tzvi Kamoi, if so, it is mafurish in the Mishnah, that in the Gemara by us, that the Gemara understands that it is possible to explain that the Mishnah is actually referring to a case of Edim Zoymimin, and even in such a case, it's mavur in the Gemara, that the Mishnah's din will apply, that in a case where was Noidaloi, when he knew about it only after the Zvikas Hadam, the halacha is that it's going to be a kosher korban, and the din of the Mishnah, the Gemara has no problem in explaining the halacha of the Mishnah that it should be discussing a case of Edim Zoymimin. And the only reason why not is only because of Yudom Arav's halacha, that the din of Chachomim is going to be agreed, they agree to Yemeah in the case of the Edim Zoymimin. But otherwise, the Gemara doesn't have any problem of explaining that our Mishnah should be discussing a case of Edim Zoymimin. Says the Bavram Tzvi Kamoi, it would seem from the Mishnah and our Gemara, that the din of the Gemara and the Mishnah, that in a case where he finds out after the Zrika, the Korban remains a Korban kosher, is even in a case where it was Noidaloi, that he found out, Lamafreya, that the Edim were Edim Zoymimin. And Avyezi, Rav Shach, in Psula Mikdoshim, in Perik Dalet, the one we quoted earlier, he explains that Bemis Misvora, the Chayyah, it's very hard to understand why is Yemeah Simcha Svora not right. L'chayr Meir Simcha says that the only reason why the korban was kosher is because there was some purpose over here in the akrov of this korban, because the person himself had a sofik. But if the only reason why he brought the korban was only because of the Edim, and now it comes out that the Edim were false, they were liars, there was the Edim Zoymimin, then there was no purpose at all for this hakrova of the korban. L'chayr, the korban should be possible, because it came out there was never any tzad originally to say that this person ate even a sofik chilev. Says Avi Ezri, L'chayr, the Avona and the understanding of this din of the Gemara is like he said earlier, that the Akrova on the Korban over here is working because of the Aloha of a Moisrus. And the Aloha is that there's a Pausha of Moisar and a Pausha of the person can originally go and bring Shtei Chatois La'achrayis and Shtei Hashomais La'achrayis. And therefore a person has a Koyach to go and lechatchila be mafish a korban b'tzad moisar ha'osham, and it's going to be left over for the osham, even though normally it's something which is left over after the akrova. Over here we find in our sugi a person originally lechatchila can go and make such a hafrosha of a moisar ha'osham, and even if the meiser, there was never really a tzad that this person ate sofik chilev, but the akrova over here, the reason why the hafrosha is going to be chal is because of the aloch of a moisar ha'osham, and this has a koyach, a person has a koyach to do so, even if the meiser came out the mafreya that there was no tzad of a sofik chilev, it is still chal in his hafrosha that he actually was mafish a korban ha'osham, a chiddush which we can take out from our Gemara, that the din of the Mishnah, that in a case where he knew about it only after the Zrika, the Korban remains kosher, is even in a case of Eidim Zoymamin, the Machlokes over here between Oris Hameach and the Mirror of Ebron Tzvika Moi from our Gemara from Eidim Zoymamin. Now the Gemara continues on with another Mechudish Diga Alocha in the Hilchas Shoy HaNiskal. Says the Gemara, Omar Eb Kruspedoi, Omar Eb Yechanon. Shoy HaNiskal Shehuzmu Eidov. The Shoya Niskal, he was going to be Niskal because the Edim came and said that this Shoya was Negeach and killed the person, therefore he's Chayev Misa. Then it was Huzmu Edov after the Gemadin, says the Gemara, Kol HaMachazik Boi Zocha Boi. Whoever gets hold of this Shoya is Zoycha in the Shoya because the Shoya is Hefke. This Gemara is a very sadistic Gemara in understanding the dinim of Hefke, and we'll see soon the Sugya of Yiyush, by Isuri Hanor, and we'll be makdim that by Emes on this Gemara, there's a very famous question asked on a different Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Tzadik Amud Beis. The Gemara over there, in the end of Baba Kama, Tzadik Amud Beis, the end of the Amud, the Gemara over there discusses a Shoya Hamu'ud who killed a person, and also, besides killing the person, he also did Hezek. He was Mazik, other Chafetzim also, and the Gemara of that discusses which halacha should we go and be paskining first. Should we go and first make the halacha the dintoya of the Dine Momenos, of the Hezek, or we should first go and make a dintoya of the Misa that this Shoya Mu'ud killed a person. And says the Gemara, it's a brace over there, that the Shoya Mu'ud, we first have to be Donoisoi, Dine Momenos, we first paskin on him the Dine Momenos, and only afterwards we go and take him to Bezdin and go and paskin his Alocha because he killed a person, the Dine Nefoshis. And the Gemara over there explains various reasons from the Psukim, why should it be such a Alocha that we have to first go and make his din a din Torah about his Momenos, and only afterwards we go and have a din about his Dine Nefoshis. And the Gemara over there in the Braisa says clearly that if we'll do the other way around, if we would first be Nigma Dinoi, we would paskin his halacha that because he killed someone, he's going to be chayiv skila. Then afterwards, it won't be possible anymore to go and make a din Torah and be mechayiv this shoya mu'ud and the bailim for the hezek he did during this time before he killed someone, before we paskin his halacha. We first have to do the din Torah of the dinei momenos, and only afterwards we can do the din Torah of the dinei nefashis. And the Gemara gives various reasons, looking for the reason of the braisa. Asks the Ktzois HaChoshen is Metovov in Sivkotim Beit. He brings down this question from the Truma Sakri. Rebbe Kiveiga also in Gilin Ashas over there in Baba Kama, Tzadik Amud Beit. He also asks the same question. That Lechoya, according to our Gemara by us, that we have a Halacha by us in the Gemara of Kusvedoi, Omer Rebbe Yochanan, who says that every Shosh, Enigma Dinoi, once he already has a Psak Din, that we have to kill the show, the halacha is the show becomes also Bahanoa, and now the Bailim will actually mafkid automatically, they mafkid their show, they don't have any Hanoa from it anymore, and therefore they mafkid the show and call a machzik boy, zocha boy. Says the Ktzois and the Bekveiga, that according to our Gemara, then we have a very simple way of understanding this halacha of the Braisa, that we first have to go and make a din Torah on the Dine Momenos, and only afterwards we can go and have a din about his Dine Nefoshes because he killed someone. Because if we're going to do the other way around, and we're going to start with his Dine Nefoshes, then the second he has a Gemar Din that the Bezdin Paskin will have to kill him, then automatically the Bailim or Mafke, their show. And the Gemara says earlier in Baba Kama in Yud Gimel Amud Beis, that the halacha is, if a shoy is nogeach, ve'achakach hifki shoyroi, the halacha is his potter, because we need that the hamodah bedin should be at the same status that the behemoth wasn't a behemoth of hefke. And the Gemara says if there was any hefke after the meisa negicha, then the halacha is, we cannot go and paskin that this shoy is chayiv to pay. Mameila over here, of course we have to go and pasken alocha first on a dinei momenois and only afterwards on a dinei nefoshis. Because if we're going to do the other way around, then after the dinei nefoshis, automatically there's a hefka over here. And once there's a hefka, then the show is going to be potter to pay for the dinei momenois. Mameila, what is the Gemara's problem in understanding the alocha of this b'raisa? L'choyer, according to this alocha by us, because Spredoyom Ebyechanon, that the alocha is that there's a hefka automatically after the Gemara din, that the show has to be killed, then l'choyer, there's no room anymore to go and be mechay of the bainim to pay for the hezek the show did. This is a question, a famous question of the Achrinim, from our Gemara to the Gemara Babakama Tzadik Amud Beis. Says the Ketzis Achrisha in a very big Yisroit, and says, the Ketzis says, Abemis, we have to understand our Gemara. The Gemara over here says that automatically the Bailim are mafki the animal because they know that now the behemoth is going to be killed and it is also ba'anor. Says the Ketzis, Lemaisa, we see in the Gemara in Psochim, in Dav Zayin Amid Aleph, the Gemara over there is discussing Bitul Chometz, and the Gemara over there says that once the Chometz has already become also ba'anor, then the Chometz is called Einoi B'Shusoi. It is not under his jurisdiction, and it is Einoi B'Shusoi, and therefore the bittul of Chometz, which is the idea of a Hefke, cannot work because the Chometz is already also Ma'anor, and something which is not in his Rishus, he hasn't got any Koyach to be Mevatel the Chometz. Mameila says Ektoi, says Mavua from the Gemara, that any time something is already also Ma'anor, then actually there's no koyach on the bailim of this shuri, of this animal, do not have any koyach, they don't have any rishus to go and be mafke, their animal, because the aloch of hefke is that it has to be dovo shebirushusoi, that it is under his rishus, and over here that the behemah is already osa bahanor, it is einui birushusoi, it is cool that it's not in his rishus anymore, mameila, they don't have the possibility of going be mafke the animal, l'choy over here we have to understand, how is it possible to say that the bailim automatically be mafke, l'choy it's einui birushusoi, and the aloch is, a hefke is not on einui birushusoi, and even according to the Rivosh, with famous Rivosh in Siman Tov Aleph, for the Rivosh says that even on something which has Yisuri Anor, there's a locha that a person does retain the Bailus and the Zechia in Yisuri Anor, but says the Ktzois, the din of Einu Birshusoi still applies, that even though if it's his, it belongs to him, but it is still called Einu Birshusoi, and therefore he does not have any koyach to go and be mafkid his chifetz, which became Osa Ba'anor. And he brings down Rashim Babakama, in Memheo Medalev says that Achag Madin, once the behemoth has already been paskin, that Aloch is, we have to kill him, and he's also Ba'anor, then the din is that he hasn't got any koyach to be makdish this behemoth. Because Aloch is, that something which is Einu B'Shusoi, he cannot have a koyach, he doesn't have a koyach to go and be makdish the behemoth, so too, the Aloch is Hefka also needs to have a Dovosh B'Shusoi, like the Ktzois is Ma'ich somewhere else also, in Simeri Shud Aleph in Sivkot and Dalet, the Aloch is, that if something is Einu B'Shusoi, he doesn't have any koyach to be mafki. Mameila asks the Ktzois on our Gemara, how is it possible for the Bailim to be mafki the animal over here? L'chayra, the once it became also Bahano, it's Einu B'Shusoi. Mameila, it is not possible for him to go and be mafki his animal. So says the Ktzois, that Be'emes, we have to understand the Gemara over here and explain that the Gemara over here means something else. The Gemara over here is only referring to a case of Huzmu Eidov, where it comes out that Lemafreya, Be'emes, there was no psak din and there was no halacha that this shor was chayav misa, because it came out that the Eidim were Eidim Zoimimin, the Eidim were Shakronim, they were liars, and there was never such a story that this shor killed a person, and therefore the halacha is that it came out that Lemafreya, in the time when the Bezdin paskined on this shor, that it is also Ba'anor, it was a false din, it was a toast, and the halacha was a mistake. And therefore, it comes out that this shor was still in the bailus and in the reshus of the bailim, because the emes, it was a mistake, the whole psak din. And since over here was Huzmu Eidov, therefore it comes out that the mafreya, the bailim, they really made a mistake. They thought that this behemah is now also Ba'anor, and therefore they gave up all their zchuyos on the behemah, and they were mafki their behemah. And over here, in this case, the hefka actually works, because even though the halacha would be that if there's a real psak din of a Issa Hanor, then the behemah is not in his reshus anymore, and if it's Einu B'Shusoi, he doesn't have a koyach to be mafke. But over here it comes out that the psak din was a mistake, and Be'emes the behemah was still in his reshus, Mamela, this gives him the possibility of actually being able to be mafke the behemah, because he thought, in his mistake, he thought that he's not going to be able to use this behemah anymore for his own purpose, and therefore he was mafke the behemah, and this is the reason only in our Gemara it is possible for the person to go and be mafke the behemah, since it was a huzmu edov. Whereas in the Gemara in Baba Kama, in Tzadik Amud Beis over there, the Gemara is not discussing a case where the mistake over there, there is a real story that the Shur actually was killed a person and therefore he's Chayev Misa. And Mamela over there, there's no reason why we should say that we should make first the Gemar Din and the Psak Din of the Hilchus Momenois, because even if we'll make first the Din of the Din in the Foshois, and we will give a din that this behemah has to be killed, there's still no hefker, because since this din is a real halacha and is not a mistake, then the behemah now is einoy b'shusoy, and therefore it doesn't have any koyach for the bailim to go and be mafkir their behemah. And only in our Gemara, there's a possibility for the bailim to be mafkir their behemah, because it was b'emes a mistake of a huzmu edov. This is a chidush way of the ktsois, how he explains our Gemara, that our Gemara's hefker is only in the case of a huzmu edov. Now, Be'emes, the stipler in Simen Yudalad in Sifkot and Gimel is very marich, that this is Be'emes a very mechudishtig understanding in this halacha of Einoy Bilshusoy, that the Ktsois explains that it depends if Be'emes it was a mistake, the halacha, and this psak din of Bezdin, that they said that we have to kill the shur, because one can argue, and one can say, says the stipler, that since the Bailim actually thought that this behemoth has to be killed, and the halacha was that until the Edim became Edim Zimamin, there was a mitzvah saseh of if we out our Yomikir Becho, we have to go ahead and kill this shur. This was the halacha, which was Be'emes the halacha Kayam until we came to make the Edim Zimamin. Why is this alone enough to not to go and have the din of Einu B'shusoy? Since the halacha was that we have to kill this shur, L'chariah, even if it was a mistake, but we really thought that we have to kill him, this should be alone enough that practically the fact that the Bailim think that this is the halacha, this alone should be enough to make the din of Einu B'shusri, and it's Mavu in the Ktsois, that since it's Lamafreya, a Gilui Lamafreya, that Lamaisa, the behemah actually didn't have to be killed, Mameila, the halacha is, even though the Bailim made a mistake, and the Bailim thought so, the Bezdin also, and the halacha was that we have to kill the shur, but since it was a mistake, this is alone enough to say that the behemah is still called Bushusoi, and Mamela the Hefka was Chal, because in our Gemara of a Huzmu Edov. This is a discussion the Stipler discusses, so do we find this also in the Pshim Eshkop, in Shari Yoshe, in the beginning in Shari Aleph Peyuk Tes. He also discusses this Halach of Yisura Anor, which is Einu Bushusoi. This is because of practically that the person could not go and have any Anor from it, or it is only because the Torah gives actually a din that the thing becomes also by Anor. This is Mafkia, his Rishus, and his jurisdiction on the thing. And this is the only reason why it becomes Einu B'shusoy. And therefore over here where it was found out that the Be'emes was a mistake, therefore the halacha is that this din was never Einu B'shusoy. And therefore this animal, who was possible for the Bailim to go and be Mafke, and to go and Chalus of Hefke in the case of Huzmu Edov. Now there is another point that the Ktsois HaChrishen over there in Simen Tovov explains in the Havona, in understanding of our Gemara. And the Ktsois over there, he's Mekatze, he says Biktoro, but he says that our Gemara is only discussing the Alocha of a Hefke. The reason why over here the Alocha of Rabbi Yochanan is called Amachzik Boi Zocho Boi is because the Bailim are actually Mafke their behemah, and this what we discuss now from the Ktsois. If the Bailim have the Yecholes, they have the possibility to be Mafke, this behemah, which is also Ba'anor, if it is a problem of Einu B'shusay. But says the Ktois, over here in our Gemara, there is another way of understanding that the Bailim should give up their Zchuyos in the behemah and their Bailus in the behemah, which is the Aloch of Yiyush, which we find in the Gemara Baba Kama, in Samech Vav, in Benigea, the Hilchus Aveda. There's also a concept of Yiyush besides the Din of Hefke. Says the Ktois, it seems like our Gemara and in the Rashi, that the only idea over here of Rabbi Yochanan is only working with the parasha of Hefke, and is not actually working with the parasha of Yiyush, and the Ktois over there explains that Yiyush is different than Hefke. Hefke, the behemah, becomes a Hefke. Anyone now is a Rishus of Hefke, no one owns it. Anyone can go and be Zeuche in this behemah, whereas Yiyush, it only goes away from the Rishus of the Bailim, only once someone else has already been Zeuche in the behemah. Like his Mavu in the Gemara Baba Kama over there in Samach Vav on the base. It's very big arichas, it's yodua from the Nesivas, Nesivis Hamishpot in Simirish Samech Beis Yivkot in Gimel, that the din of Yush is only chal once the person has already been zoicha, someone has found the chifetz, and he's been zoicha in the chifetz, then the halacha is that the Yush is chal. But says the Ketzoyitz over here, the idea of the Gemara, Rabbi Yechon over here, is working with the halacha of Hefke, and therefore it depends on the Gedorim of Einoi B'Shusoi, like the Ketzoyitz explained, because we're not working over here with the Gedorim of Yush. But Be'emes is not so simple. Rebbe Kivego over here in Gilin Lashas, he's already Mitzayin. He points out to the Yishalmi in Baba Kama in Perik Dalad Alochiches. And over there in the Yishalmi, there's a few differences. In this Alocha V'Shoya Niskal, Shehuzmu Eidov, there's differences from our Gemara increases this din of the Bavli. And over there, first of all, is Mavur, that there's a Machlokes in this point between Yishlokesh and Yibirchanon. Even though Yibirchanon holds that Kol HaMachzik Boi Zochoboi, over there in the Bavli in Yishalmi, it says that Yishlokish disagrees and Yishlokish holds that the Shoyer is not actually Hefke and there's no Alocha that someone can go and be Zoyche. In our Gemara is Mefurish later on, by the Irani Dachas, that Yishlokish also agrees to Rebbe Yochanan that the Alocha is that once it becomes Osa Ba'anor, there's actually a Svara to say that the Bailim are Mafki, they're Chafetzim, and this is the Gemara which the Gemara says by Irani Dachas, and the Gemara in Yishalmi is Mavur that Yishlokish actually disagrees with Rebbe Yochanan's Alocha by the Shoyer and Niskal. But says the Beis Halevi, in Chelek Aleph, Simen Memches, Yivkot and Yud, that actually in Yishalmi over there is Mavur, there's another difference between the Yishalmi and the Bavli. And the difference is, over there the Yishalmi uses a Loshen, in Rebbe Yochanan, he says the reason why someone can go and be Zoyche in the Behema is not because the Behema became Hefke, but it is rather because the Bailim were Meyayish. They were Meyayish from the Behema, they knew that now they got no possibility of using it for their own Hanor, for this Behema has to be killed, and it's also Behanor, and therefore the Bailim are actually Miyayish from the Behema, and says the Beis Halevi, it seems from the Yishalmi, that Behemes, the Rebbe Yochanan Svora, was working with the Parsh of Yush, and not with the Svora of Hefke, like it seems in our Gemara, like Rashi explains, that the idea is, because the person, the Bailim are Mafke. And the Stipel in Baba Kama, in Simelamed, is Medayik like this, also in the Rosh, over there in Baba Kama, in Perik Yud, Simchof Aleph, that the Gemara over here is actually working mitzad the halacha of Yush, and this is the reason why the Shoyer Niskal Kol HaMachzik Boi Zochoboi is because of the parasha of Yush, and Mamela, this will not work with the normal Gedorim of Einu B'Shusay, which is a din in Hefke, like the Ketzos over there is Mechalik, and he discusses the differences between Yush and Hefke, and the Koponim seems to be a Machlikis between the Bavli and the Yishalmi and the Svar of Rebbe Yochanan over here. Are we working with the parasha of Hefke, or we're working with the parasha of Yush? Now, one final point on this sugi of Shoya Niskal is the Machlekes Rishonim, Toisves over here brings down the Shitta Mechudeshes of Rabbeinu Ephraim. And Toisves says that Rabbeinu Ephraim's Shitta is that even though the Alocha of Shoya Niskal is not just in a case where the Shoya killed the person, it is also by Riveya and by Nirba, like the Gemara over here says, but the Din of the Issa Hanor, which we find by Shoya Niskal, says Rabbeinu Ephraim, this is only found by a case of a Negeach. In a case where the Shoya actually killed a person, then he's Chayev, besides being Chayev Skila, he's also Osa Bahanor. Whereas in a case of Rivea Venirba, even though there's Alocha, that he also gets killed, but there's no Issa Hanor, this is the shit of Rabbeinu Ephraim, and he says, we learn this out, in the Gemara Sanhedrin, we find that there's a halacha that we need to have a bezdin of Chof Gimel of 23 Dayonim, and there's a need, the Gemara needs a Yalfusa and a Makori to teach us that this din applies to the Revea and the Nirba also, and we do not automatically learn this halacha from the Negeach, from the Shoy who killed the person. Mamela says, Rabbeinu Ephraim, you see that for every halacha we need to have another Yalfusa and a Makori to teach us that the halacha applies also by the Shoy who's a Revea. Mamela, even though we have a Makori to teach us that Rivea is Chayav Misa, but we do not have any place where we find clearly in the Torah that the Shoy who's a Rivea is also Bahanoah. Mamela, the Svar of Issa Hanoah is only in the case of a Negeach, a Chiddush of Rabbeinu Ephraim. Now, Tosfos asked that Lechayav is a Neged Aul Gemara, Rav over here is discussing a case of a Rivea, and he says the Svar that the Bailim of Mafki their Shoy, and if we're going to say like Rabbeinu Ephraim that the Shoy is not also Bahanoah, what should be the reason why the Bailim are Mafki their Shoy, and the Chalami is Chayiv Skila, because Slav Anor from the Nevela? And Tosis explains that according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, we have to say that the Hefke is not actually on the whole Shoy itself, but only on the difference on the Shavius of the life of the Behema, that he can use it when he's still alive, and this part is Mafki because he knows that Behema has to be killed, and therefore he only keeps and he retains the shavius of the nevela for himself, but every other shavius, the halacha is mafkid. This is Tosfos over here, how he explains our Gemara, the shit of Rabbeinu Ephraim, and then Tosfos goes on and argues on Rabbeinu Ephraim, and he brings raya's, that the halacha is, but even by Ashoyu's Revea, is also Bahanor. Tosfos over here doesn't say where the Makur is. Where do we be'emes know this halacha that the Issa Hanor is also Ba'ashoy who's a Revea? And Tosfos in Zvochim, in Ayin Aleph Omed Aleph, says about Kolchoch, we have to say that there is some drosha somewhere in Toyas Koyanim to teach us this halacha that the din of Issa Hanor is not just Ba'ashoy who's Negeach, but also Ba'ashoy who's a Revea. Now, says Rebel Soloveitchik in his Shuri agreed in Zvochim Ayin Aleph Omed Aleph that it's Mavua in Tosfos and in Abino Ephraim that they understand that the reason why the show is Osa Bahanor is not because the behemoth has to be killed. And it is not because we have here a show and Niskal that this is the reason why it is Osa Bahanor. Because if we're going to say that the reason why there's a Issa Hanor and a show and Niskal is because of his skila, because of the Chiyuv Misa that his Chayiv skila, this also gives him a din of Issa Hanor, then of course we're not going to need another Makor to say that a shoy who's a revea is also Bahanor, because since he has the halacha of a chiyuv skila, and the chiyuv misa applies to the shoy who's a revea, then automatically he should also get the Issa Hanor, because the chiyuv one should say that the Issa Hanor is coming from the fact that he is a shoy aniskal. And from Tosfos you see a chidush, says a barrel, that the Tosfos and Abino Ephraim, that they're looking for Makurus to teach us the halacha that a shoy who's a revea is also Bahanor. It would seem that they understand that the Issa Hanor is coming from the shame Negeach, from the fact that the Shoyu was actually Negeach, he killed someone. This halacha, this is the reason why the Shoyu is also Bahanor. Memela, they say that we need to have a Makori to teach us that this din applies to a Shoyu who's a Revea. But if we're going to say that the reason why he's also Bahanor is nothing to do with the fact that he's a Negeach, but it's because of the fact that we have to kill him, then since at the end of the day the Shoyu is a Revea has to be killed, then automatically this includes also that he's also Bahanor. And it seems in Tosfos Achidosh, says Rebel, that Tosfos Rabbeinu Ephraim, that they understand that the Issa Hanor is nothing got to do with the Skila, and it comes from the Shem Negeach, from the fact that he killed someone. And Mamela, this is the reason why they hold that we have to find a Makur to teach us that this halacha applies to a Shoyu is a Revea also. And Rabbeinu Ephraim says that there's no Makur, and Mamela he stays with this halacha that Shoyu is a Revea is actually not also Bahanor. A Chiddush which Rebel points out that the Issa Hanor does not come from the fact that the Shoyu is a Shoyu Aniskal and he has a Chiyuv Skila, but whereas it comes from the din of the Shem Negeach and the Shem Revea, with this is Mavur in our Tosfos over here in the Sugya of a Shoyu Aniskal. Now moving further on into the next Gemara, Omer Ish Lakish, the Gemara says, if someone says, gives a matana to his friend, and his friend, the Mekabel matana, says, yefshibo, says the Gemara, kolamachzik bo zochobo, and the Gemara continues on with many rayas of Rav Sheshes, and the Gemara Nomad Beis, a machlekes between Epshim and Galil and Rabbonon. There's a very big machlekes over here in the Rishonim understanding what is this din of Ish Lakish, when is this Negea, when are we discussing the halacha, the person said the Efshibo. Tosfos in Baba Basra, in Kuf Lamed Ches Omed Aleph, the same sugi over there in Baba Basra, and Be'emes Rashi Ba'els is also Mavura like this. Most of the Rishonim go like way, the Ramban over there in Baba Basra also explains that the Gemara of Ish Lakish, we're discussing a case where the person, Bishas Maisa, he was Mekabel the Matana, and he received the Matana from his friend, and he didn't say anything. And only later on, he was Tzuveach. He says afterwards, after he was already Mekabel the Matana, then he says that he does not want to have this Matana, and he says a Loshen of E.F. Shiba. And Rashi, as Rashi explains, that the Sugi of the year is going to discuss whether the Loshen of E.F. Shi is called the Loshen of a Hefke, and therefore the halacha is this person who's Mekabel this Matana was now Mafke, this Chifetz, and therefore he became Hefke because of the Loshen of E.F. Shi. But says Rashi on Tosfos that if the person lechatchila was tzveach miyad, he straight away, he says that he does not want to be mekabel this matana, he doesn't want to receive any present, then the halacha is that he doesn't become hefka because the noisin, the person who gave him the present, wasn't planning to go and be moitzi the present from his rishus, He didn't want to go and take it out of his reshus only if the mekabel matana, only if the person is going to actually receive the present. And since he says clearly that he doesn't want to be mekabel, then the noisin was never mafke the chifetz, and then it belongs still to the noisin, and in the case where he dies, it belongs to the yoshim, and the whole shayla of the Gemara over here is only in a case where later on, after he was ready mekabel the present, he uses a loshon of yefshi. This is the shayla of the Gemara. The Rashbam over there in Baba Basra disagrees, and the Rashbam over there explains that the shayla in the case where the person was ready mekabel the matona, and then he uses a loshon of yefshi, says the Rashbam, this is not enough. The Loshon of Yefshi is Loy or Maklum. This is how the Rashbam learns the Gemara. And the Shaila is only Bishas Maisa, that the person came over to his friend and he gave him the Matana, and he straight away told him that he doesn't want to receive the Matana. Then the Aloche is that he says a Loshon of Yefshi, then actually the Matana now becomes Hefke. Because the Svara is that the Noisin, they was planning to give this Matana B'chol Oifen on any case. And even if the Mekabil, even if the person who's receiving the Matana doesn't want to receive it, then it becomes Hefka because the Noisen already took it out of his Rishus, and the Mekabil did not take it into his Rishus, and therefore this is the Svar of Yesh Lakish, that the Chifetz becomes Hefka. And the Rashbam explains that even though we see clearly later on in the Pshimim ben Gamliel, that the Halacha is that if he was Tiveach Miyad, he says straight away, the Halacha is that Chuzah LeYoshah, that goes back to the Yoshim, and it is not Hefka, this is not like Yesh Lakish. But says the Rashbam that Yesh Lakish will be like the Shita of the Chachomim who disagree with the Pshimim ben Gamliel, and this is the Chiddush of Yesh Lakish in our Sugya, that we have a new Svara to say that the Noisin Matana, the person giving the present, is actually being Mafke and taking out the present from his Rishus, even without the fact that the Mekabil Matana is taking the present into his Rishus. And therefore, the present over here, the Matana, the Chifetz, remains Hefke because the Noisin already took it out of his Rishus, and the Mekabel didn't take it into his Rishus because he says a Loshin of Yefshi. As we said, Tosfos over there disagrees, and Tosfos says that the Gemara in Chulin Lametes Amud Beis, like Rashi brings down the Amud Beis, is Mavur that the Machlokes between the Chachomim and the Shimon Gamliel is not in a case where he screamed B'Shas Maisa when he was Mekabel the present. The Machlokes is only later on where we have a din. Do we say hoichiach soifoi al techilosoi, that the fact that he screams later on, is this a gilui that we can say that he never wanted to receive the present originally? And therefore says Tosfos is mavur that even according to the Chachomim, if originally he didn't want to be mekabel the matona, the Chachomim also agree that it never became hefka, and the whole shaila of the Gemara by us is only in a case where the person was already mekabel the matona, and only later on he says he doesn't want to take the matona, and he uses a loshen of yefshi. This is a very big machlokes over there in Baba Basra in Kuf Lamed Ches Amed Aleph. The Nesivus points out in Kuf Tzadik Heis, you've got an Aleph, that the Havana, the understanding over here in the machlokes between the Rashbam and Tosfos, whether we say that even if the person says b'shas maisa, that he doesn't want to be mekabel the matona, do we still say that the noisin, the person who's giving the present, is actually being mafke, depends on the understanding of the person, of the noisin matona, in this intention of the person when he's giving the present to his friend. Do we say that the person entertains such a tzad that it could be his friend is not going to be mekabel the matona, because he knows that soinim matona is yichye, there could be other reasons why the person doesn't want to receive the present, and therefore he already right at the beginning entertains such a tzad in his head, and therefore we do not say that the fact that he gave the present to his friend is a maisa hefke, because we say that he originally knows that it could be that maybe his friend won't take it, and therefore he's not planning to be mafke if his friend does not want to take the present. Whereas the Rashbam holds that the person never entertains such a tzad, he holds that the person is definitely going to be mekabel the matona, and therefore his kavona is to be moitzi, to take out this chifetz from his rishus, and therefore the chifetz remains hefke, even in a case where the person never took the chifetz, the mekabel never received the chifetz at all into his rishus. This is the machlokes over here between the Rashbam and Tosfos, and there's many nafkeminis in the hemshech of the sugya in understanding the shaklevetaria, sheshes, and Yesh Lakish, and understanding this machlokes between the Rashbam and Tosfos, like the Mari Chavodeh in Baba Basra, Kuf Lamed Ches Amed Aleph. Now, just one final point over here in the Gemara and Amed Beis. The Gemara continues on and explains the stira which we find in our Mishnah, whether the person was noida lo shaloi choto, is the halacha that it has to be burnt to the bosa, the korban, is yisorif, like the halacha of chulin shenishretu ba'azora, is bisreifa, or is it bikvura? Do we bury this basar? And the Gemara says that we have a stira between the reisha of the Mishnah when it's discussing Asham Tolui. The Mishnah says that Alocha is b'sreifa, it gets burnt. Whereas in the Sefer, in the Osham Vadai, there the Mishnah says that it's b'kvura, if it's noidaloi after the Shechita, the Alocha is has to be buried. And the Gemara says lechatchila tavra, then the Gemara says Omar Rabbe, that there's no stira between the Osham Vadai and Osham Tolui. Because the Osham Vadai is al Osham Tolui koromis, Osham Vadai kimen de loy tzorich le loy makdish le. Whereas in the case of the Osham Tolui, we have a svara of a liboy noikfoy, and therefore is goimo makdish, this is a din, why there's a din shreifa after the shechita by the Osham Tolui. Tosfos explains it, the Vamaschil Alma, that the Shaklevetari over here, the discussion going on in the Gemara, is only in the shita of Remeir, because according to the Chachomim, that the person is a goma or makdish, there's no tzad of chulin. There's no tzad over here to say that this behemoth is behemoth chulin. We know that the din is goma or makdish. It never becomes chulin. And therefore, of course, the din is going to be that the halacha is b'sreifa, like the halacha of kodshim, which became possible. And the whole shaklevetaria, the discussion over here in the Gemara, is only in the shita of Remeir, where it seems that even according to Remeir, there's a difference between the Osham Vadai and Osham Tolui, and the Osham Tolui is b'sreifa, even though it is chulin, and whereas the Osham Vadai, the Gemara and the Mishnah says, is b'kvura, and on this is the discussion in the Gemara, what should be the difference between Osham Vadai and Osham Tolui. And Mamela says Tosfos in the explanation, in the teretz of the Gemara, that the Gemara says there's a difference between them, because the Osham Vadai, kiven de loy tzorich le, loy makdish le, whereas the Osham Tolui, there's a svara of a liboy noikvoy. This svara, it applies even in the shit of Remeir, even though, as we know, the shit of Remeir never used the svara of Gomar or Makdish, but this is only up till the Shechita. But once the Be'ima has already been nishchat, it's already been shechted, then the svara is that even Remeir agrees that since it is not possible for him to go and use this behemah anymore, then is a svara that he's gomar or makdish, and therefore the behemah stays a korban kodesh, and he needs to have sreifa like the halacha of a kodesh which became possible. Mamela, the teretz of the Gemara applies even according to Shittas Remeir, a very big chiddush in Tosfos over here explaining our Gemara, that the Gemara svara of gomar or makdish is working even in Remeir, because Remeir agrees to the Chachomim that after the Shechita, he's gomar or makdish. Rebbeil Soloveitchik in his Shurim, in Tmura, in Lamed Aleph Omed Aleph, over there in Shuri agreed, he points out that Lechira in Avona, in understanding Lechira, this is a very hard concept to understand, this story of Tosfos, that there should be a difference between Remeir and the Chachomim, that Remeir agrees to the Shita of Chachomim after the Shechita, then Remeir holds that the Chachomim, like the Chachomim, is Goma Umakdish. Because Lechira, the person, when we're discussing when he's been makdish the behemah, everything depends on the original time when he's mafrish the behemah. The Chachomim hold that originally when he was mafrish the behemah and he had a sofik, then because of liboy noikvoy, so on kolat stodim, on every tzad, he's mafrish the behemah, and even if he's loy choto, he still wants the behemah to be a korban osham. Whereas Remeir says, no, he's only mafrish the korban misofik, but he remains a chulin if he's noida aloi shaloi chota. To say that now Remeir agrees to the Chachomim that after the Shechita is a goma or makdish, lechoyah now is not the time when the person can go and make a hakdosha, when he can be makdish this behemah. The hafrosha was done long ago, before the Shechita. So to say that now the person is a goma or makdish, this is way too late. The person doesn't have a koyach anymore now to go and be makriv the behemah and go be mafish and be makdish this behemah, that it should stay kodosh even if noida aloi shaloi chota. Mamele comes out, we have a very interesting concept in Shittas Remeir that originally in the original hekdosh, the person had in mind that he wants it to be osham only if he knows that he did an avera, but if he finds out shaloi chota, he wanted to remain chulin, but this is only up till the Shechita, and if after the Shechita he's going to find out that he's loy chota, since it's already after the Shechita, then originally, b'shas the afrosha, he already had in mind that he should remain a korban osham, even after the Shechita, even though it was noida loy shaloi chota. Very interesting idea, that after the Shechita comes out that the person originally had the idea that he wants to be gomar umaktish, because the chiyah now is not the time when he could be in gomar umaktish, now it's too late, once it's ready after the Shechita, and everything has to depend on the time of the person by the original afrosha, and the original time when he was mafish this behemah. The chiyah says, Rebbeil, this is a very interesting idea, which Tosfos over here explains, in the first tense of the Gemara of Rabbah, there's a difference between Osham Vadai and Osham Tolui, even in Shittas Remeir. The Gemara continues on and says another teretz of Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi over here is Magia the Gemara, and Rav Ashi explains that the Gemara's teretz of Rav Ashi is only explaining the difference in the Seifa of the Mishnah by Osham Vadai itself, but he's still relying on the first teretz of the Gemara between the Osham Vadai and Osham Tolui, like Rabbi explained. Whereas Tosfos in the Vamaschil Rav Ashi, like the Shittim Ukubetes, is Magia in Tosfos. Tosfos learns like the Girsa we have in the Gemara by us in front of us, and then it comes out that Rav Ashi is actually saying explanation also to explain the Reisha of the Mishnah, why there's a Din Sreifa by the Osham Tolu, even according to Jeremiah. And the Svar is also a Svar Midrabbonon because of this Svar that it looks like a Zevach Posel, which is a different Svar than the Svar of Rabbah, like we explained the Svar of Liboy Noikvoy, according to Jeremiah, after the Shechita. This is how Tosfos understands over here. The Svar of Rav Ashi is actually giving a new reason even to answer the first theory of the Gemara between Osham Vadai and Osham Tolu. And if you look actually in Rashi in the Mishnah, Rashi straight away in the Mishnah already uses the Lashon of Zevach Posel already to explain the Din Sreifa by the Osham Tolui, which would seem like the Pshat of Tosfos, that according to Rav Ashi, the Svar of Zevach Posel is actually an explanation also for the Reisha of the Mishnah, why there's a Din Sreifa by the Osham Tolui. The Tosfos Yom Tov already in the Mishnah points this out, and the Chiyuv this does not work with the Girsa of Rashi by us, that Rashi says that Rav Ashi in the second Teretz is only coming to explain the difference in the Osham Vadai, but the reason why there's a Din Sreifa by the Osham Tolui is like Rabbah, because Liboy Noikvoy, and not because of the Svarah of Zevach Posel. But Al-Koponim, this is a Mechudish Tiga concept, which Tosfos says in the first Teretz of the Gemara, that there's a Din of Gomar Umakdish, even according to Yemeya, and this is only Chal after the Shechita, when it's Noida Loi Shaloi Chota.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.